Now, Great Disco may not be the first thing that comes to mind when thinking of Norwegian music, but Norway's beats are known among diehard fans of dance music, and NPR's Sammy Yenigan reports one of the country's best-known disco producers has just released his first full-length album.
Lindstrom, Prince Thomas, Røyksopp, Strange Fruit, Norway is a wellspring of disco producers, and one of the hottest right now is Todd Terje.
Hang on, just give me 10 seconds, please. All right, 1 minute.
That's Terje, born Todd Terje Olsen, and his four-month-old son, Alf, who has a bit of indigestion. Terje Skype with me from Oslo. He's got this dry sense of humor. His debut album is called It's Album Time.
It's just incredibly fun music at its root.
That's Philip Sherburn, who recently profiled Terje for Spin magazine. We'll hear more from him in a bit. Todd Terje Olsen grew up in Mjøndalen, a rural town in the south of Norway. It's a pretty little slice of suburbia. You can actually walk through it on Google Maps. Two-story shops on small streets, a snaking river, and rolling hills nearby. Not a town known for its clubbing. Not even close. As a child, Terje took piano lessons, but he wasn't that into them.
I felt like I got into music quite late, to be honest. I remember the first CD or piece of music that I really liked was Off the Wall by Michael Jackson, because my brother gave it to me for Christmas. So
later on, Terje started exploring house and techno, but never took disco seriously.
For most of my childhood, I looked at disco as something ironic, like a ha-ha thing.
That all changed when Terje heard Norwegian producer Bjørn Torski's track, Sexy Disco. When Terje was 18, he moved to Oslo to study music, but dropped it after a year because his classes were too basic, he says. So he took up astrophysics.
Because I thought I was going to man up and get serious. So I studied physics for a couple of years.
But the fun eventually won out when Terje DJed a school dance with friend and fellow dance music maker Lindstrom.
Then DJing just took off, and it was really difficult for me to get up at that 8 o'clock lecture.
So he worked his way into the Oslo club scene, a town where the bars closed relatively early and the DJs played classic disco records. Terje got into making music by editing these records, adding his own spin to the dance floor.
I started doing edits mostly because I wanted to sound more unique when playing amongst the other DJs in Oslo. Because everyone wanted to say that they were eclectic, but they were just really playing the same stuff.
Here's one example of how Terje edits. This is I Want Your Love by Chic. I think of you, and I dream of you, all of the time. What am I gonna do? Terje looped the vocals, changed the key, chopped up bits of the bass line, and extended the song. Eventually, Terje started composing his own tracks. Armed with analog synthesizers, he cranked out hit after underground hit, year after year. Eurodance, Snooze for Love, Inspector Norse, Strandbar. Spin magazine's Philip Sherburn listed Terje's Strandbar as his second favorite dance track of last year.
He's just an incredibly kind of catchy musician. He really has a way with a hook, whether it's a bass line or the top line melody. He manages to sort of evoke this sense of sort of supreme leisure with these very, I think, naive, springy sort of melodies.
On It's Album Time, that supreme leisure settles into its deepest groove on one of its least dancey songs, says Philip Sherburn. It's a cover of Robert Palmer's Johnny and Mary. Johnny's always running around trying to find certainty. He needs all the world to confirm that he ain't lonely. Mary counts the wall. Noisy tires easily. That's British rock legend Brian Ferry doing the singing. The two met after Tedier remixed a song for Ferry in 2010. They both liked Palmer's song, and when Tedier was in London for a gig, he dropped by Ferry's studio.
It's a song that I've always liked. It has a kind of strange, haunting quality in the original, but tried to do it in a different way, of course. And he's really talented, very good musician.
So what's next for this jet-setting disco producer with an album out and a cache of hit singles?
For the most part, I'm trying to get this baby to sleep.
Very rock and roll. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.
This is NPR News.